is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it's July 23rd, 2020. This is Geeks Next Door episode 221. What is happening, guys? Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I love to hear that. Dave, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I took a nap and now I feel weird and, like, groggy.
I can tell. Hey, Dubba, what about you?
Doing all right, all right, all right.
Okay, apparently you're channeling your inner McConaughey?
McConaughey.
I don't know how to say that word. You know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
So, let's start with the most important news of the week. How are you feeling, Ryan?
Feeling pretty decent.
Did your test wreck? Are you clean? Are you a clean man?
I don't know yet. My tests haven't come back yet.
Fucking A. You see, you're unclean.
I'm unconfirmed clean. We'll see.
Sorry,
I gotta wait.
I cannot test those results. I cannot be anywhere within a two-state area of you. I'm sorry, you have to move to at least St. Louis.
Right, so it's Schrodinger's coronavirus, right?
So yeah, that's probably true of everyone who has not received multiple results.
Yeah, but you are sick. You don't feel good.
I had a cold. You had a stomach. You had a stomach thing. Thing.
But pooping.
That's true.
There you go.
Pooping has nothing
diarrhea
to do with it.
Diarrhea is
it's one of the symptoms. It's not less common, but it's a symptom.
It's a symptom.
So Dave's got corona, or at least Schrodinger corona, like you said. You never know until you...
You know what? I'll fucking admit it. I'm gonna, you know what? Adam, Ryan.
Nope.
Adam, get off fucking Ryan's balls, you...
What are you?
Me and Ryan were having a conversation. It was great, and then Adam kind of was just like, "Oh, those are for Ryan's balls. I need to support them."
It's true. This underwear I'm wearing is a little bit loose.
To answer your guys' question, I had a good day. Yeah, I had a pretty good day. It was a nice day. It was a Thursday, so I got a good run in.
Nice day.
Yeah, so you know, I'm feeling pretty good, just like you guys.
Good. Glad.
Because Ryan's feeling better, even though he's got the Rona. Adam is almost at the Elder Dragon. He'll get there soon, and then he'll be feeling good. And Dave's waking up from his nap, and once he's up and non-groggy, he'll be feeling good. So we're all feeling good. We miss Dave too, obviously, but he is up visiting the lift bridge this weekend.
Twin Steve again.
He's the one with the guy.
He's the other D.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk about your Duluth trip yet since you went to Duluth? When did you go to Duluth? I feel like
last Thursday.
You went to
like
Duluth.
Literally yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday, man. we got home like 3 hours ago.
Well, let me explain. I like look at Facebook pictures about once every 3 weeks.
Sure.
So I looked yesterday, so I assumed it could have been any time in the last 3 weeks.
No. We were supposed to stay the weekend, but I wanted to get home for the podcast, so I told Amy to cancel our weekend plans. I got four guys.
Burgers and fries.
Who are counting on me, and I would never go out of town on a Thursday. Thanks, D2. No, we were just going Wednesday, Thursday. So it was just a 2-day trip kind of a thing. It was fine.
Cool.
I had fun. We went to the falls, walked around. That was probably the most sketchy place.
The Gooseberry Falls?
Yeah. There was like a bajillion people there.
Oh, is there? Holy cow.
Like, the Minnesota Discovery Center or whatever, also known as Iron World. We went there on our Hibbing trip. And then we went to Gooseberry Falls today. And there was 6 million times more people at Gooseberry Falls.
I'm kind of surprised, actually. I wonder why. Like, I guess the only reason I'm surprised is because we went, and there wasn't a million people, and it was also a weekday, and I guess I don't know why.
I'm guessing.
Like, it wasn't a weekend. A weekend I would see.
Yes.
I could see.
I cruised around downtown Duluth last night, and it was like a ghost town. Like, there's nobody around. There was, like, construction in the downtown, and, like, smoke billing out of the sewers. So it literally looked like a post-apocalyptic world. It was pretty awesome. And my only guess is it's we tried to stick to things outside, you know, mostly outside events, and that was that's an easy one, right?
Yeah, it is probably one of the most popular destinations in Duluth. It's just weird on a Wednesday.
Well, you know, we went today. It's Thursday. So.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did were you freaking out because there's like falls and like shit? Like I'd be freaking out with two little dudes.
That actually was like the safest place it seemed like the entire weekend.
Why do you say that? Like, were the other places like?
Well, bridges, like wharfs, were, and not the cool commander wharfs. Just random rocks that fall into lakes. You know, when you got guys who are little and they want to do everything, those ones were, they seem more dangerous than anything else. You know, we didn't like go to the edge of the falls and look down. We just kind of walked around where the water spills and stuff.
Sure, yeah. If you stay on the trails, you're good for 98% of the time, yeah. Do they climb on the rocks and shit? That's fun.
Yeah. Climb on the rocks and shit. It's pretty awesome.
Did you skip rocks?
Oh, we skipped rocks.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite in Duluth.
He went to the rocks, right? He didn't skip the rocks.
No, he didn't skip the rocks. I see what you did there.
Did you skip the rocks, but did you skip the rocks?
That was pretty good. No, the place we stayed was cool, though. It had, like, a giant living area and a kitchen and, like, two bedrooms, one with a double, one with a king, two bathrooms and, like, big whirlpool kind of thing. It was pretty nice. The pool area, there was just us there. Nobody would go to the pool. So,
was it a hotel or was it
it was a hotel.
Okay. Oh, almost sounded like a bread and breakfast or like one of those, what do you call that, Airbnb, like someone's house.
I think they call it bread and butters.
Bread and butters. Some people don't like the bread and butter. I'm okay with bread and butter. Some people like the dill.
It was fun. It was a fun day.
The dill.
That's all I got to say.
Cool.
Dude, why you gotta leave Katie out of it, man? It's so messed up.
Yeah, we didn't. Like, we all talked about it last weekend, and she's like, oh, I gotta work that during the week. We're like, okay, cool. I distinctly remember my sister being there and discussing, hey, we have to work during the week. I was like, all right, whatever. We are going during the week because this week and next week the boys have their summer vacation. They don't have daycare. So we're trying to fill up the days a little bit more than we would normally. That's why we're actually going during the week instead of the weekends. Weekends, easy to fill. People are doing shit. Things are going on. Weekdays, harder to fill. It was fun, though.
Cool.
That's all I got to say about that.
It's all right. Getting out. Feeling like P. Diddy.
Whoa. Be careful. Ryan got out once. Once.
And then he got sick. Never again.
I'm not going out anymore.
Is it full lockdown?
It is kind of annoying to get a cold when you're basically not like interacting with people.
I was thinking, I haven't been sick in a long time. I can't remember the last time I got sick because we're not around people and we're not going anywhere.
Right. But yeah, it feels like a seasonal thing. Like, you know how, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I get something like seasonally, like it might be something that irritates me, I feel like. Like particles, pollen.
His name's Dave, man. Shit.
Well, but he doesn't make me sniffle. He makes me cry.
When you're crying, he sniffles. <sniffling. laughs>
He makes the tears come from the eyes, not from the nose.
Right. See? I'm actually making you healthier, so you're welcome.
But we had another split squad practice on Tuesday. What'd you guys do? We'll tell you about our Tuesday night practice. Tell us
what we had doing. The coolest night ever.
Okay, you don't gotta dress it up. Just fucking tell me what you did.
Ryan?
Was it cool? It was fun.
That's more likely the response I'm looking for.
See, I do like it. Ryan's like, yeah, it's all right. Adam's like, it's so much fun. I had a lot of fun. I didn't have to be at home. Oh, shit, I was at home. But Oren and Joy were, like, away from me, and I got to, like, talk to somebody that was...
It actually was fun. We did some Minecraft, old school Minecraft, which, by the way, was hard to, like, do. Like, it took a while for the fingers to move right, because... Like, we've been playing a bunch of different games for so long.
Yeah. Tab but is not how you find things in Minecraft.
And E does not open doors, you know.
Yeah, it is. It does get annoying between games, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I gotta map everything to the same keys, but it was fun. We did the thing where you try to find the end, and I don't know how this works, which is kind of exciting, because you take these ender eyes and you throw them, and then it sort of, they fly towards a point, and it's kind of like, you repeat that, eventually they break, and you hope you can find the spot before they all break, and then eventually when you, what's that?
We kind of had to triangulate how to find the last portal.
Right, yeah, we were like, okay, it's, we went past it, so now I guess it's back this way. But eventually you follow these things, and it takes you to an incomplete portal to the end. So you find this place, which is like buried underground in some place, freaking 600. Adam died right away, by the way. I think you guys enjoy that. But
Twice.
But it sucks because you're running like half across the world, and then you die, and you have to run half across the world to get your shit back and stuff. But eventually we got it, and we found this cool underground place where it lets us get to the end, but we need to get more ender eyes to open up the portal. And then I guess, Adam, what happens? We fight a dragon there? I don't actually know what we see when we do that.
I don't know either. Apparently we go to a different region, and then in that region, or in that realm, you gotta find the dragon somehow? I don't know.
Yeah, the children in my life told me that new area has a bunch of new creatures too, since the new patch.
And even the what do you call it? The Nether does too. Mm-hmm. So, which is kind of cool. Well, kind of cool and kind of bad, because you know, remember that, like, we had that minecart that goes to the Nether to a portal. I was looking to see if maybe there's going to be chests over there that might have extra ender eyes. But anyways, there's this new pig man mob that's like aggressive, but looks a lot like the non-aggressive ones. And so I flew down there, and all of a sudden one of those guys started hacking me, and I was very confused, and then died in the, like, fucking 100 miles away, and it sucked.
They told me something like, you need to give him something that pacifies him. I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, shoot, we need to do some research. But it was pretty cool. I thought it was fun, and it was interesting.
I look forward to finding the Elder Dragon sometime, or at least the hearing of it. What's up, Adam?
Ryan's Machine of Lum the Mad is officially broken, so we can no longer gain experience willy-nilly. We have to do it the real way.
I've never done
well,
it. Never
until done I it. Until I fix the machine, I'm not looking into it.
I've actually never done it. You guys always did it. I just did it the hard way.
But it was hard to build that machine. It took me like straight, 100,
years.
Nights working on the machine. Yeah,
you could have gotten as much experience as you wanted at that time.
But then we concluded the night by, like, we got Adam built a portal at the location near the end portal, to the Nether, and then we took the coordinates and connected the portal near our other town, so we have like a path between the two Nether portals, so we can get there nice and quick.
Nice.
So it's good shit.
Good deal. Sounds fun.
How about you guys? What was your Tuesday happenings?
I had a good time. Anytime I get to play, I'm having a good time. And Dave, I'll talk about Dave's character, and Dave can talk about my character.
Okay.
So Dave 2 created this little kind of adventure thing that he set in a world that was kind of fun to mess around with. He indicated that he'd like other heroes to join in sometimes, so it's kind of fun. Dave made some sort of like lizard guy who lives in the swamp alone, and he's like a runt that should have died, but he lives, so now he worships death as a cleric. He runs around being a lizard folk guy. He's very much a mercenary where he'll work for money but doesn't really care about people. He's a fun guy.
Chris created a guy who's a bard who loves singing and like wooing women and stuff like that. It was like, I'm not good at anything. Don't worry, and he just like, and I'm like, hey man, what are you good at? He's like, I'm not good at anything. I'm like, can you do this? I know. I can talk to people. And they was like, yeah, we were hired, and we're like, hey, go kill this boar, and you gotta sacrifice it to this god, because like there's the old gods, who are the Titans, and then there's like the newer gods, and they had a huge war, and the war never ended. They just said, like, these other guys, like super powerful humans or super powerful mortals, came and like brokered a peace between them for 500 years. So now it's like the end of that peace, and like so everyone's been playing a Cold War game where it's like the old gods have their pieces, and the new gods have their pieces, and they're getting ready to like unleash war on each other. And they're like, "Hey, go get some, be like new heroes." And we're like, "Ugh, this guy over here says he's not good at anything, and I only work for money."
Yeah, so I see myself as the real hero's like valet. I'm just helping out as much as I can. And then it was funny, like, we're pretty sure you guys are the heroes, and then Dave sent like two hunters with us, and they just kept critting things and doing all the damage. Right. And we're like, "Are you sure they're not the heroes? Because we're not really doing very good."
Like, yes, it was Dave's NPCs were critting his monsters, and we're like, "Dude, they're way stronger than us right now.
You should take these guys; they're really good." It was fun though. I enjoyed myself. I like playing characters. Good time.
Yeah.
Yep. Good time.
Fun.
I made many rhymes. My guy likes to rhyme. All he does is rhyme.
sounds true. Right.
He does rhyme. A lot.
The lizard man worshipping death cleric guy reminds me of, like, classic D&D books and stuff. I feel like back in the day there was a lot of, like, evil cleric worshipping like lizard creatures and fish creatures and shit like that. And that,
it does, you know, yes.
It has a classic feel.
Dave kind of lied a little bit. He said my class was Bard. It's not. My actual class is level 1 Oglamari, I believe is the name of the class. It comes online around level 10. That's when it's completely flushed out.
That's true.
But, you know, whatever. I'll take what I can get.
Yeah. That's fun. Because Dave was all like, he's like, "Okay, here's that. I'm gonna, you know, I got baseball and stuff, and I'll be over around 8:30. Yeah, just come up with something out of the player's handbook." And like, he gets there, he's like, "Yeah, how stuck to this player's handbook? Because I took nothing from the player's handbook.
I took the stat creation. That's about, well, not even that. Never mind."
Right, right. "I took cleric, but the domains from the DMG, the lizard folks from the Volo's Guide to Monsters. Chris made up a class."
Whatever.
And he's like, "Oh, okay, just let me write down a bunch of stuff."
It was fine and fun and enjoyable.
I just like, he's like, "What god do you worship?" And I'm like, "I don't just worship a god. I kind of worship like the concept of death in general."
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to have sex with everybody. So did you guys hear the biggest news of the week though?
Probably.
Besides Ryan being sick, the expansion team for hockey has a new name. I think they're Seattle, correct?
Yep.
The Seattle Kraken, which is a good name.
That's got the anchor. They got the anchor symbol, right?
No.
Yes.
It looked like a Kraken to me. It's pretty sweet. They named their team the Kraken. I love it.
I want to see I'm intrigued. I want to see.
But you know now, before every game, they can just be like, "Release the Kraken."
Yeah, exactly. They probably will, too. There's no doubt.
Yes. Of course they will. Everyone's looking up Seattle Kraken stuff now.
I want to see the Kraken.
Seattle Kraken. It isn't. Well, the first thing I see is the logo, which looks like a Kraken to me.
There you go. There you go. You have the tentacle. You also have the anchor, which is their secondary, and then the word mark.
Oh, see, I just saw the first one. I didn't see the anchor. That's kind of interesting.
This is a hockey team?
Yeah. Do you think Aquaman will be like their spokesman? He's like, "I've been hired by Seattle Kraken to tell you all about the delicious wildlife." No, probably not.
I would give up on that.
Delicious wildlife.
Yes. And that is, I'm sorry to veer off into hockey because it is Major League Baseball opening day. Woo! I'm sure we all watched the Yankees Nationals game today. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Guess not.
You all did, right. Didn't you? Adam, you didn't?
Guess not.
Hopes lost, didn't they?
I guess it was just me. Okay.
For sure, one of those teams won and lost.
But
wrong. It was a tie. You lying son of a bitch.
Okay.
But if you saw, is Fox Sports is digitally inserting fake fans in the MLB games.
Oh, I know. And you can download the app to add stuff to.
Yeah, I know. So that, which, yeah, so it's...
That's it's, pretty cool.
Yeah, although I gotta tell you, it feels weird at home watching a game with piped in background like noise, and then whenever something happens, it goes, oh, you know.
Does it sound fake, actually?
Well, or does it sounds like they recorded fans and did it, but right, yeah. You know the stands are empty, so it's this weird juxtaposition of the fact that you know it doesn't exist, and it feels really fake. It feels like canned laughter in the old sitcoms, kind of, you know?
Right.
Okay, so you know EA Sports, how they make their... The
yeah. It's in the game, yeah.
How they do the background noises for, like, soccer when... Like the crowd noises and stuff like that when you shoot on goal and stuff. They got a guy that pretty much just pushes buttons when things are starting to happen in the games.
Sure.
Like baseball or whatever.
Yep.
So somebody gets a hit, he hits a button, and then he like hits another button to go, ooh, ah. Or like...
Ooh, yeah. Ah, ee, oh, yeah. Right.
Ee,
which makes me want to check out this Fox app that I think is going to let you like push a button to record, or maybe that amplifies the noise. I don't know how they're doing it.
You can do chants. So
that's not going to work.
I know, right?
They're going to be just racial chants over and over again.
So apparently, you can like add your like 2 cents into it, like. I don't know. But you have to pay money to do it?
Oh, no thanks.
Well, those baseball players are very greedy.
It's not the pit players that get the money. It's the owners who are very greedy. I agree.
Yes. Baseball is too greedy.
Every sport is.
Every sport should have played for free this year.
Dave, that'd been cool. I did... remember a while back when you were talking about you can make a cardboard cutout and put of season ticket holders? Yep. I thought that was stupid. Yeah. And the other day I saw it in the stands. I was like, that's sweet. It's cool. It's just people who sit there and they're like, ha! And that's the people who like would be there because that's their season tickets, but they're not.
And if somebody hits it, they get like $500.
It's just the ones behind it.
Oh,
did you hear that? I didn't hear that, but
I heard like there's a team that's doing like you pay $500 if they hit a home run and it hits your whatever
your cutout
dummy or whatever, then you win a prize or something.
$500 would be a good prize, but okay, that makes sense. Because me and Amy were talking right now, we'd just seen them behind home plate, kind of in the. Where the super elite people, you know, the people that have the money to do this because you have to pay for it yourself and stuff. But we were thinking, man, you should just, like, be able to buy a seat for the season, put your cardboard cutout there, and then when they look at foul balls and stuff, then you'll see your cardboard cutout. And then you can do cool stuff like Adam saying. They hit your cardboard cutout, put a hole in you, and you got to replace it. But, hey, you get a prize.
I think you get, like, $1,200 or something like that, or like season tickets, or like I don't know either.
It seems fun though. It seems like there's a lot of like potential to do cool things like that that are kind of fun for the fans, since the fans can't go themselves.
True.
That is actually pretty fun. I think that that is pretty creepy too. The fake people. It's cool, but I watched it and it made it more creepy a little bit.
Yeah, but you know,
but it's still cool. But it's creepy too.
You know, they had to pull the players and say, "Do you want this?" Right? Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Maybe. I mean,
well, I don't know if they did it for the players or the. I feel like they did it from like a marketing. They probably had some people watch games without people and be like, "Eh, I don't really like it. It's not as fun without the fans." It's about ratings, I bet.
Well, you figure they didn't have to do that in the stadium. Then they can just do that like over the broadcast.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Well, they could just put the sound over the broadcast and not in the stands, you know.
Are they putting the sound in the stands?
It's in the stands, yes. The
players
can hear that.
Are you sure? Is that true?
That's what was told, and then whenever you watch a game, like you can see players kind of react different ways to sounds like that.
Right.
I assumed it was only in the broadcast.
Maybe it is. I read the other way.
Well, they have it. The newest one is like they're putting it basically virtual fans in Major League Baseball broadcasts, and they're like, the graphics look like old Xbox, like the because they're basically 2D, and it's like you look at them from this way, and as like the camera pans, it's basically the flat plane just turns with it, so it looks like they're going like,
yeah,
like just... if you ever like move the camera really fast, you would see like just a two dimensional like.
And it says all 30 teams will be piping recorded sounds of fans into the ballpark.
So that's weird because they're definitely doing that pretty much only for the players.
It that's what I'm saying. They had to say, "Hey, players, do you want this?" Or,
and, or but that's so fucking weird. Like, are the players too weak to like just play? Like, to me, it makes me think that baseball players are so dumb that they can't play baseball unless there's like fake cheering. It's like, it seems so dumb to me. Like, the one where the broadcast seems less dumb, this one seems like the baseball players are dumb. And I don't think it's like they're especially dumb. It just seems really dumb in general, doesn't it? Like, oh, we can't play, nobody's cheering. Oh, okay, buddy, here you go.
I don't know what it's for. But and then it brings up a whole host of questions. Like, if you ever go to a game, you know that, oh, that's a fan favorite. There's lots of cheering. And then, oh, that guy's not really well known. There's a little cheering. Do you do that? Or do you just make it uniform, you know?
Or, like, randomly, they can pump it up for some loser guy who's never been cheered for. And, like, quiet down for that cocky a-hole. Like, the coach puts in a request, you know, like, this guy's getting too cocky. We need to turn on his cheers. He's, like, flicking off the fans and stuff, even though they're not there.
The cardboard.
That'd be pretty hilarious.
The cardboard fans.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
All right.
Did you read this yet? I found it.
What?
So the Red Sox are, it's a $500 donation. Foundation will yield, you can put a cutout. If a home run ball hits the cutout, the fan receives autographed home run ball, two green monster tickets. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's just outfield tickets.
Field tickets.
And then Red Sox jersey and a video replay of the home run.
That's cool, but $500 is pretty steep.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a donation, so technically it's a tax write-off, but still, like, I couldn't afford to do that. You know?
No. The Twins are doing it. It's free. Put a photo instead with a... will be made into a 53-foot-high mosaic that will be placed in left field... home run porch.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. A mosaic, so that's just kind of a big freaking thing, huh?
Thing, yeah. Just
okay.
A bunch of pictures all that. Cut out together.
And then if it hits you there, then you get like $1 million. That's going to be sweet. Yeah.
It looks like the Red Sox are the only ones that are actually giving you something in return.
Yeah. Well, it does seem like there's opportunity there for to do stuff. But...
Mm-hmm.
Now you get like the Twins one, you get to, you know, a half hour of bathroom time with Kirby Puckett.
Pretty sweet. Dig him up. Let's go.
Kirby Puckett. You get like Kent Herbeck gets to pick you up off the first base. Yeah. See, that's right. That's fucking this old school, Chris. I'm going old school with my baseball knowledge of things that
well,
the last time I cared about baseball.
Remember, like in like '87 when things happened. That's what I remember.
It's Frank, like, hey, I'm done with baseball. He pitched from the left. Blylevin was from the right.
All right.
That's
the last thing I'll say about sports. I'm done.
Whoa. That's the last thing you'll say about sports?
For this broadcast.
Okay. originally, Bill and Ted Face the Music was going to come out on the 28th of August, which was Friday. It got pushed, 4 days forward to the 1st of September, and it's going to be released in theaters in other countries because they'll be open by then, but we won't, most likely. And it'll be VOD here. We could watch it VOD. But the first,
oh really?
They said there's a great day, Tuesday, September 1st. That sounds like there'll be three people watching that movie, and then Ryan and Adam can watch it via Minecraft.
I was
going to
say
a special stream via Minecraft.
We should get together, and then I thought, well, some of us can get together, but it does sound pretty fun. Can't wait.
Are you going to try that, Ryan? There'll be a stream that you can watch. You can go into Minecraft, and you can watch Bill and Ted Face the Music inside Minecraft.
We'll look for it.
I really don't know if they'll do that.
I'm pretty sure they won't stream it in Minecraft. Okay. Yeah.
They stream game. They stream shit in Fortnite though.
Do they?
Like, yeah, they did something. I can't remember. I'd have to find the article and stuff like that. But in the basically the middle of the map, they had a giant cube floating, and like it must have been a mod someone made, and then just had like on four sides of it where they were playing a movie inside Fortnite. So you'd play the game, run around, and be like, "Oh, there's a movie going on." And since the games are only 20 minutes anyway, I don't know if they got in trouble for any copyright stuff.
Huh, that's pretty funny.
Because they weren't technically showing the whole movie.
Sure.
So, but there's
a
new trailer.
I'm guessing
they
had to get paid for it. But.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's Epic too, so I mean, they're a big company. They probably signed a bunch of deals and stuff like that to like, hey man, you want to show, let's show some shit in Fortnite. But yeah, there's a new trailer, and the trailer is very funny.
Cool.
I'll have to watch it. I haven't watched it yet, so I'll have to watch it.
And I put this up because Adam would be involved. It's like Dungeons & Dragons and My Little Pony are having a crossover. It's cool. My Little Ponies that are classes.
Really?
So yeah, so you can
What are you saying? They're each pony.
Like basically, is a separate class. Yes. Yeah, so there is. Yeah, there is a D&D. They actually made like a simple like D&D adventure too. So there is, what do they say? Maestara, which is a mage, seeks a magic. So it's a character seeks magic and mystery through the realm. She embraces adventure. Blah blah blah. Shadow Star. Ooh, that's like a rogue. Valor Stronghoof. Spinner Talltale is a bard. Wolfheart the Kind.
All right, guys.
But yeah,
I have submitted us to the Mosaic of the Twins. You'll all be on there. Good job.
Sweet.
That
would be cool.
Did they? I don't know enough of the ponies to know anything about them. I'm not a brony, as much as I would love to be.
Adam, can you tell us what's about My Little Pony, man?
Well, they're ponies, and they get dressed up.
Okay.
And I don't know. I might procure these because it looks pretty cool.
Right.
Although I will say, there are several times, and it happened just this last weekend, where like I'll be sitting on the couch, and the boys will be playing somewhere else, and I'll be watching like Tots, and Amy will be like, "Why are you watching Tots?" I'm like, "Don't worry about it. It's a good show." This weekend it was Paw Patrol. I was watching Paw Patrol. All the other kids were in the other room playing, and I was sitting in the living room watching Paw Patrol. And she's like, "You can turn it." I was like, "I know, I'm watching Paw Patrol. Don't worry about it."
That's funny. I actually remember My Little Pony being all right when we watched it here with the kids. But I haven't watched it in a long time.
I can't read this. Mystira Pony, which is a mage. Shadow Star, which I can't
tell. Rogue. The Barbarian.
Valor Stronghoof. Spinner Talltale. There's a bard.
Yeah, there's a bard, and then there's a druid.
Woodheart of the Kind. So, a druid or a ranger?
Yeah, so. But I thought that was a...
I think it looks cool. And you get a D20 with it, too.
Right.
I think we talked about before, but the 538 did that character, class, and race.
Yep.
Do you guys remember what was the most played race? Army class? I think
fighter.
It was fighter, but I don't remember.
Yeah, fighter just seems, because it's just such an easy class to get into.
And I think druid was the worst, or least, I think.
Yeah, sounds right.
Let me look, see if I can find the damn thing.
Oh, this.
Oh yeah, it says human fighter was the most popular.
I think it's by far, if I remember too, right? It's like super popular.
It looks like it's quite a bit more. Yeah. Humans seem like they're the highest, and like, although Elf Ranger is very popular as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think Elf Ranger might be the second highest.
Yeah.
Elf Ranger.
That makes sense. That's fucking Legolas.
But rogues are, as a class, the second highest fighter, but not a particular. Right. It's spread pretty well. Halfling rogues are very popular.
Well, yeah. They get bonuses to dex.
I'll send you the link, by the way.
Stealth changes. They get stealth bonuses. I can see that, definitely.
I must not have been there when you talked about this the first time. I find it interesting.
I remember, did you find the 538 link?
Yeah, okay, I just said
that's
it.
Where we talked about it. Yeah. Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
There's weird, like, yeah, nobody plays Druid.
I'm looking, like, Tiefling Warlock is, you know, big.
It fits. It's just, like, the fit.
Right, it's like, yeah, but it's just interesting because Tieflings are generally low, but Warlock and Sorcerers are pretty high.
Yeah, so I like how they color-code it so you can kind of catch the weird ones, because the ones that, like, where did the Dwarven Cleric come from? Is that all from, like, Salvatore books? Because that was the Dwarven Cleric I remember growing up, right?
Yep. Yep. It's 100% fit.
Because otherwise you'd think, why would a dwarf be a cleric? Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, dwarf, I mean, fighter is number one for dwarf, and that one makes sense. But yeah, cleric's pretty... Oh, no, you're right. It's number one in cleric, but...
Right.
By a little bit.
But also, it's like, I think it has, of all the races, it has the most... If you think of dwarf, if you say, like, halfling, I'm god, and you're like, Yondala, but that's usually... But we know who the gods are. And dwarf, you can go Morden. Boom. That is the god... You know,
that's true.
Like elf, it's like he has a like the dwarves. You're like, oh, cool. Unless he's weird, they follow Morden. They just always do.
Yeah, that's true. Morden's kind of a fixture in there. Okay,
right.
Elf wizards are the elf wizard is the most common type of wizard.
They get bonus to dex and int if they're high, right? Oh, and they get free cantrips or something, right?
Yeah, they get an extra cantrip. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that is a little weird. I guess it makes sense. The only thing,
but yeah, this is up to this. This is only the 2017 too. Like, it would be cool if they, you know, if they had one. Like,
okay, then one I was looking at was recent. It was actually It wasn't based on 538. It was based on that thing that people put all their character classes and races into the database that they use online. They took all that information. What is that?
Beyond.
Is it like D&D Beyond or something, or were they? You know, I think we used something.
Roll 20. Are you talking about like a roll 20?
Oh man, why you gotta talk to me like you know me?
Yeah, the one I keep going back to is like
here
this.
It is. I think this is it. From 2020. Is this? Take your fucking cookies, Jesus Christ. this is March 2020. 10 best Dungeons & Dragons 5e subclasses you should play. No, that's not what I want. This is not what I found. I'll look for it. I just thought it was interesting because it was from recently. And Dave, we had just talked about that. Remember what were we talking about on Tuesday? We were talking about Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. Like, if this was a game, they would have made patches by now to fix things that were overpowered and to buff things that were underpowered. But they can't because it's in a book, and I mean they can release erratas and stuff, but hardly anybody looks at those kind of. So, and we just got done talking about that.
Yeah,
I think because Monster Train did that, I was like, you know, D&D should do this because everybody thinks rangers are underpowered, and everybody thinks certain things are overpowered.
Yes, I agree. But it's like I don't like. It would be interesting because the way like computer games do it, they would be like, if we just add like a or like League of Legends does it, it's like, we buff this by like 0.1.
Right.
So what if they did that? They're like, okay, wizards are kind of weak. So at levels 1, 2, 3, and 4, their hit points are actually a D4 plus 1 plus your con. And then it goes on, you know, then it goes, okay, this, and this. And you're like, okay, now they actually go back to a D4. Because then it's like they're a little stronger early, but then they level out again.
Yeah, League of Legends was the other one that I kind of thought about. Because, they do. Every like patch, they change something slightly to try to balance things.
Right.
Eventually you have 4th edition.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to make a classless system. I've been talking about this like probably 10 years ago, but I wanted to make a classless system where it was online, community-driven, and you could add powers and stuff like that. But, like, you know, balancing is always an issue, so you'd use this. Like, if everybody started taking, like, the fly ability that costs X points, then it would drop. It'd become more expensive or get nerfed, and then you'd let it evolve, and then it'd be balanced, plus there'd be tons of cool shit. You just have to have the community to drive it, which would be fucking cool.
Yeah, that would be neat.
It would be, so you're like, you want it to be ability, like a spell or an ability economy? So
yeah.
The demand for fly is so high, the cost of ability goes way up. And it's so like, people would be like, oh, what, fucking, you know where I'm going? I'm fucking buying Levitate. Levitate's way better. Man, it's like so cheap.
You could like do that. Couldn't you just make a web page, tell people to, there's gotta be a way. Just tell people to like buy these things, abilities, and then when they get too high, they, you know what I mean? They're like, you get so many points. Make it, and
it'd be like basically a spreadsheet or a character builder, but it's a point buy system where you get points on levels.
And then you just gotta put it out on social media and tell people to just make characters, and then eventually they'll be like, ooh, fly is fucking too expensive, I ain't gonna buy that anymore. And then you'll come to a sweet spot, and then you can release it as a system. You can release it as a community created system and be rich. Rich.
Right. It would probably be annoying for people who like buy a bunch of shit and then they realize they have a broken like character that's no longer allowed. I guess you'd have to grandfather people in or something. Like, it'd be annoying. I'm saying, like, it'd be annoying if you were someone in the group who was unlucky and didn't get fly when it was cheap, and some other guy was all the pimped out shit. Although, that's actually kind of interesting, too. It's like, remember those games, or those things where you can, like, put stocks in movies and stuff? Mm-hmm. It'd be like, you build your character and be like, ooh, this is definitely underpriced. I'm gonna get me some flies early and some sneak attacks. And then when they go up in price, you sell them or something.
Yeah, sell those characters high.
Oh, yeah, that's actually good. You could sell it.
Yeah, cool. Like, I want to buy my character. You don't understand. I got haste when it was cheap. You can fucking do this. It's awesome.
All right.
But that is, we did talk about, so that's Bill and Ted. So when is that August then for the VOD? Or?
September 1st, Tuesday, okay. September 1st.
Okay, because I was bummed out to hear that Tenet got pushed back indefinitely. The big one that really bummed me out, because I didn't think there would be a big one, was Falcon and Winter Soldier got pushed back. Because that's a TV show on Disney Plus, so I didn't think it would have much of an impact. And I was looking forward to watching that one. But that got pushed back because production got halted or something.
Production, and they don't want to say it, but I'm pretty sure certain things have certain things in them. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, because they were all linked together and stuff like that, I wouldn't be surprised if, because Black Widow got pushed back to November, there's things that happen in that that have repercussions in Winter Soldier, Falcon, right. It's like, you know, they're not going to say it because that would, you'd be like, but no. I guarantee the internet is like, going like, oh, there's some direct correlations in there and stuff like that, that things happen.
Man, they probably don't even need to they don't even need to set it back. They just want to make sure it doesn't spoil anything from, oh man, that makes me furious. They're doing it just for continuity, which in the long run is probably good, but
right. Man, you love continuity.
I know, but think of what's going to happen. Like, 50 years from now, 30 years from now, when we just need to, they're like, all right, can't wait till next one when fucking Infinity Wars 9 comes out, brand new timeline, new everything, but everything's all stacked up, and we're like, ooh, I can't wait. We should have had this last year, but because of COVID, everything got pushed back. And then you die because you are 65 and you die, and then you never get to watch that because of that, because you've lost a year.
Later.
It's going to be sad. I'll be like, my friend Dave should be here, and I'll pour one out for him.
And then you'll be like, but I am here. And you'll be like, what? It's cool. I put my brain into a jar.
And by then, people will be like, why are you pouring water out? You know how precious that is? We're fucking out of water.
And you'll be like, that's not that's just ocean water. It's too salty. It's like, our desalinization plants are at 40%, Chris. We can take it.
I'm glad we talked about water, because that made me think of something that was fucking awesome. I think I told Dave, I don't know if I talked to you guys, but when we went up to Hibbing the other weekend, for the first time, and I mean, honestly, I had the best view of the stars I've ever had in my life. I've been in the desert before, I've been in fucking places with no cities, but for some reason it was completely clear. We're on the lake, and you could, it almost, it was a dome. Like, you could see him so close to the horizon that it appeared like a dome, which was pretty fucking cool. I've never seen it that good. And then we walked over the other side of the lake, and you could see the comet sitting there, which is fucking awesome. I've never seen a comet just sitting there, and you could see the trail off and stuff like that. And the reason why I thought of this, because we mentioned water, and as we know, comets are, like, mostly ice, which is water. But what really was cool about that, and you, I think the comet you can only see for another, like, 3 days or something, and it's gone. But what kind of tripped me out about it is, you know, it's hanging in the sky there. You can see it. It's got the cool tail behind it. It's never usually there. They discovered that comet on March 27th of this year.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, we didn't know about that fucker until March 27th, which made me think, holy shit, how many other things are there that are going to be closer that we don't know of right now?
Like, asteroids going to come and ram into us and shit?
Well, this comet very easily. What if, let's say it was, I mean, it's actually pretty far in... But, you know, it's really close in astronomical terms, but it's pretty far norm in what we would consider. But, like, yeah, what if there's something that comes out that we never see, and we get, like, a month, we get, like, a month or two, and they're like, yeah, that thing's going to hit us. There's not a damn thing we can do about it. And
so much for COVID.
Yeah, this is why
we're Ryan's going to be like, Ryan's going to be, fuck it. All of a sudden, Ryan's doing fucking bumps of coke, just fucking going hard at everything. Everything he's ever been too scared or to do, he's doing it.
Just finally fucking... going downtown, making out with bums. He's like, nah.
He's like, finally.
And then they're sure, like, they're like, oh no, it's actually gonna miss us. We're just,
it is cool,
going back now. Woo!
Ryan, but Ryan has so many diseases now rolling through his system, they're all fighting each other. He's actually super immune to things.
Yeah,
I come out ahead because they just fight each other, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the comet is NEOWISE, which is cool, but the actual name is C/2020F3. I mean, it was I think, the third kind of close object found in 2020, which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
It just fucking it kind of tripped me out. I was like, holy shit, we didn't know about this thing, and it's right there.
Yeah, I have not seen it. Has anybody besides Chris seen that in real life?
It's hard. I mean, it's getting easier because it's getting it's getting higher on the horizon. But man, if you got, I mean, because you could probably get out to Corcoran in a half hour, get far enough away from lights that in the farm you could see it. And it's pretty cool. I mean, I've never seen a comet before, and you don't have to look very hard. Just look to the north, kind of westish, and it's right there.
Dude, you don't look to the north. Everybody knows that. You look to the rising of the sun in the east.
Mostly everyone knows it. But yeah, it was really neat. It was cool. And me and Amy walked over the lake because she wanted to see it. And there was, like, no bug sounds. It was completely still. And you're just sitting there and you're looking up and you're like, God damn.
But remember, stars don't fall for man, boy. It only means one thing. Dragons.
True.
Ryan, really? Remember? You don't remember the fucking red comet?
Mm-hmm, I remember that now, yep. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Dragons!
But yeah, there was so many stars that... I'm pretty good at finding constellations. It was really hard to find constellations. There was so many fucking stars. You could see little streaks of the Milky Way, which I've never seen that in real life. I've always seen it on pictures, but I've never seen it in real life. It was cool. I would highly recommend it if you have the chance to do so.
Cool. Yeah, it seems neat. Let's try to see that comet.
It's an easy trip for... I mean, you don't got to go up inside anywhere. It's all outside. Kids get up a little... have to stay up a little late, but, you know, they like that kind of stuff.
True. My kid's bugging me.
That's all I got to say.
To stay up late, and he wants to set off fireworks. Okay.
Do you let him set up fireworks during the day?
We set off a couple fireworks for 4th of July.
Yeah.
So now it's associated with when it gets dark, you can make big booms.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah. Adonis, whenever he hears a firework in the back, he's, I heard a crack, or I heard a pop. There's fireworks. Like, I don't think there are fireworks. I think they're just people doing their own fireworks. So he's really into them, too.
We gotta go see. Gotta go see. Let's go do it.
That's funny.
It's pretty cool. Chris, the next time you're watching cartoons, you should flip it over to Netflix and check out The Legend of Korra, which is coming out soon.
Okay, Dave, too.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good. I'm watching it. I can cancel my CBS All Access here once I either finish it or it shows up on Netflix.
It'll be on Netflix. I think in August.
Yeah, August 8th.
Leo loves Avatar. He's now watched the original Avatar set of shows. Like, I think he's got to be through all of them like 4 or 5 times now.
Has he watched the movie yet?
I think they watched a little bit of the movie and they like thought it sucked.
It did.
Like, which is funny. Like, okay, I wasn't even there, but like, they actually didn't like it. Yeah. Or maybe they might have watched the Avatar, like Blue Creature Avatar, and didn't like that. But
you walk in and you just gotta slap. It's like a screensaver, you shit.
I tried to sell them. I told them it was super cool, but they like were like, I don't know, man. But he really likes Avatar.
That's cool.
Legend of Korra is pretty good, actually. Pretty well done.
I want to say one more thing about an app. I haven't used it in a long time, and then somebody else had it up there. Skyview? You guys use that? It's fucking
sometimes.
Cool.
Sometimes.
It's an augmented reality app, kind of, and it was really cool up there since I honestly couldn't find many constellations. And you hold it up, and it fills in the constellation and shows you what it's supposed to look like and stuff, and gives you information and stuff. It's really cool. I haven't used it in like 10 years, and it's gotten to a point where it's pretty awesome.
It's almost like there's too much stuff on that on those apps now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was neat though. I really enjoyed it because I couldn't find a lot of things. It was so hard.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is like if you get to a place where you can see more stars, it becomes even more difficult.
That's blew me away. I was like, I can't even find the fucking Big Dipper. Normally, I can find. Normally, it's right there because you see it all right. The time. But now there was so many stars, I couldn't find where it was, and it was neat. We walked over. I was walking with Amy's friend. Amy's friend's kid. His oldest kid. He's like 17. We were just out for a walk. And we got to the pier. We looked up. We're like, holy shit. And there was a shooting star that went across for a long time. And I turned to him and I said, I think we need to kiss now. And I think he got pretty uncomfortable. He was like, oh.
I believe it. You're old enough to be like a literal like creepy dude that like he's supposed to watch out for, you know what I mean? Like,
I've known him for most of his life though. I mean,
right. And it's all like
did he at least like half-heartedly laugh?
Yes,
you know?
Okay,
well that's good. If he just like was like quiet and then like said, can we go back now? And he's like, no, we gotta do this. Nobody will know. It's all your fault. You look too sexy. You shouldn't wear that short shirt.
Like, be like, your genders are fluid anyway, kid. You're all like, it doesn't matter.
It was worse because earlier in the day, Amy was, they were drinking and stuff, and she was like, whoa. She was talking to her husband and her friend's husband. She's like, you know, Chris has always said he wishes he was gay. So he had heard that. Uh-huh. And I said, yeah, I wish I was attracted to dudes because it would be a lot easier. That's what I meant.
Just be like, anywhere, you like pull up. I gotta get gas. Cool, you walk in. Okay, all right, that'll be $24.50. Hey, we'll be back. You pay for gas, and it's just like, I had sex 12 times today. It's pretty sweet. And I got my gas paid for. I got 8 Twinkies. And it's like,
wait, you had sex for a Twinkie? No, 2 Twinkies.
Exactly. It's all like, fuck.
It comes
come
in a 2-pack. Come
like,
on.
Right. Exactly. It's just like, dude, because guys are fucking gross, and it'd be great if everyone, if all the guys were just like, hey, fuck it. Let's do this.
Yep. Yep, and maybe they're not. Maybe the other side of gay guys aren't gross. I just assume they are. Like, I assume they're like me. I assume they're like me where I'm like, all right, I'm just hanging out, and I pull up my dick. I'm like, here you go. Present it. Like, if I was gay, I'd be like, sweet.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
I think I know what they're doing while we're not there.
Wishing I was gay? I make no apologies for wishing that I was attracted to dudes. I've tried. I told you guys.
Oh, no.
I told you guys. I got a massage from a dude once. I didn't get it up. I tried hard.
He's like, come on, guy. You can do it. Come on.
Come on, little buddy.
You can do it. Oh, man.
Oh, that brings me to my worst news of the week. My massage therapist is leaving that massage place. I can't find her. I don't know where she's going. I'd like follow her. That's how committed I am. I'll follow you to whatever place you want. But they didn't say where she was going, and I don't know how to find her. Very sad. Very sad.
Good stalker. I'm sure that's what most people would do.
You try it. I've tried. I don't know her name. I know her first name. That doesn't help.
Well, how long have you creepily hung out beside places you've seen her in the past?
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's funny.
Yeah, you gotta go
she
there.
She goes in to get her last paycheck or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Or, like, can you send her check? Nah. Some sort of thing that can only be cashed at a certain location. Or, like, a gift certificate to a really nice restaurant, but there's only one of them. And, like, you gotta put a date on it. Good. Between these 2 days, so you only have
one day between 2 hours.
Yeah, although she'd probably give it to somebody, and then you know, you have to. Well, that would work. You could like talk to them. Oh, hey, how's it going? I just happen to be here too.
Fuck, where is she?
Well, you got a coupon. Where'd you get that?
Yeah,
she's nice, isn't she? She smells so good. I love her. and then like, whoa, that got weird.
I even tried to go in real quick and like book a date, a massage date.
A date.
Yeah, a date. Be a date of time, hoping that they'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, she's not available anymore," and I could be like, "Oh, do you know where she went?" or something. But she's already off the schedule. I'm like, oh no, no.
You could call.
Off the schedule.
You know how weird that would be.
Don't date. I'm sure people call from time. They probably have a number. And probably the oldest people call it still. People that are like, I don't like using the internet.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Is she Asian?
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else? What else is going on in the news? Anything newsworthy?
Dronies.
No, some guy built a robot haircutting machine. It looks pretty funny.
It looks kind of lame, though.
Hey, robot anything is fun.
It's literally, but it still looks cool. It's like, yeah, and he said, like, yeah, what I did is I taught myself how to 3D print. I didn't go to school for this or anything. And I was like, whoa, if Adam went to school for 3D printing, he could build an even better quality haircut robot.
Doubt it.
Why? Well, not with that attitude.
Nope.
It's true.
Like, yeah. Ryan, you should start teaching Adam to have better attitude about like his abilities. Be confident in himself.
He can. He said he can work anywhere. How much more confident can the man be?
It's like I can work anywhere, and they'll be like, "All right, sir, can you do this?" Probably not. Fuck.
Not really.
He can do anything.
Give me like 2 years.
This video looks funny.
What the hell are you talking about?
The video David just started this conversation on, the video where the guy made a robot to cut his hair.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks pretty cool.
His haircut looks. I kind of fast forward to the end. It's not great, but it's alright.
But yeah.
I'd be scared as hell to have a robot trying to cut my hair. You'd have a abort button ready, you know? That's how they take over. You give them scissors.
Yes. And they're like, zzz, zzz, ah. So, and also, it's like if you have, it's pretty long, but some family remade Pee-wee's Big Adventure with their little boys. It's pretty funny.
All right.
I put a link to it. It's like 49 minutes long, but yeah, it's pretty funny. It's like pretty shot for shot. But so I thought that was pretty great. Hmm. They did good.
It's fun.
That is cool.
I was looking at the My Little Pony stuff and got sucked down a rabbit hole. But this transformer that I put up there is a cross between Transformers and Top Gun.
Right. Yeah. It's an F-14.
It's an F-14 with a volleyball. It's pretty cool.
All right. Guess we'll call it there.
Down the rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I had a good night. Thanks for joining us, guys, and everybody else who's listening. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, have you checked us out on Facebook?
No. Because
if not, we're there.
Oh, sweet.
We got a website. Where can Geeks Next Door.
Okay.
.xyz.
Yeah.
And drop us an email. Hey, how's our mailbag doing?
It's there. I would respond to stuff, but nothing really needs responding to. So.
We got an email, Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
That's awesome. Cool. All right, we're out for the week. Maybe next time we'll be at full strength, all five people here. But if not, then, you know, it's still fun. So, all right, everybody have a good week. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.